What kind of hallelujah is that? I said, praise the Lord. You got it. You'll get your miracle. The power of God is here tonight, and you will never remain the same in Jesus' name. The rain of miracle will be falling right there. I'll get my own. Say that very well. The Lord confirm that in your life in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you tonight and bless your name. We know that you are here in love, in mercy, in compassion and power for everyone. We're asking, Lord, tonight, you bless everyone beyond their expectation in Jesus' name. And we're asking, Lord, that tonight will be the night when you'll touch and transform every life. And as we hear your word talking about Christ as Savior, Christ our sacrifice, and Christ the final one that comes to roll away our problem, we pray that by faith we touch you tonight in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, every life will turn around for the better. Take hold of everyone and use your power to descend on everything around us so that your blessing will be ours in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that heaven will say amen to all our requests. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. God bless you. You can sit down in great expectation tonight, because tonight is your night of supernatural freedom. Tonight we're looking at John chapter 1, reading from verse 29. John chapter 1, reading from verse 29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He operates everywhere in the world, here and there, online, on television, on radio, any continent you are, any country you are, any congregation you are now, or as an individual you are linking up. He is the Lamb of God that takes away all the sin of everyone in the world. And as you come tonight, and as you are there tonight, and you link up and connect with the Lord, he'll take all your sin away. I thought you'd say a good amen. And all the consequences of sin, all the sickness, all the satanic affliction, everything that is the offshoot and the fruit and the consequence of our sin, the Lord will take everything away from your life tonight as you believe on the Lord in Jesus' name. Behold the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God, not the Lamb of man, chosen by man, and the man telling him, you can't do this, you can't do this. This is the Lamb of the Almighty God, the God that so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever in the whole wide world believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And you're invited tonight to behold by faith, to look by faith, and to hold by faith that Lamb of God who takes away the sin and the consequence of sin all over the world. We're told in 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5, and ye know that he was manifested. That means he came just for one purpose. He came just for one reason. And as you come for the same purpose that Christ came, that this is what he came to do, and you also come and you want him to do that same thing in your life, it says we know that he, Christ, He the Savior, he the Lamb of God, was manifested to take away our sin, your sin, everyone's sin all over the world. That's why Christ came. And tonight, that purpose fills in your life. He will set you free. It will deliver you. It will take all those sins connected with evil. It'll take everything away from your life, from your soul, your spirit, your body, tonight in Jesus' name. And then it says, in him is no sin. In him is no sin. He never did anything wrong. Why then did he suffer? He suffered for you. He died for you. He died so that you come to the life of Christ, because he was manifested. He was revealed. He came to this world to take away your sin, because in him is no sin. There's a word that I need to throw across to you there. It's the word substitution. Substitution. When you should have carried a particular load, and that load will overwhelm you, overweigh you, and it will crush you, and that person said, I'll carry that for you, it becomes your substitute. What you should have done, which you couldn't do, another person has come to do it for you. So tonight, I'm talking on the substitutionary lamb for our supernatural freedom. Christ became your substitute to carry the load you couldn't carry, to bear the punishment you couldn't bear, and to suffer in a way that you couldn't suffer for your sin. Is the Lamb of God that came as Savior, came as substitute, came as the final sacrifice for your sin, the substitutionary Lamb for our supernatural freedom. I have freedom tonight. I said, you have freedom tonight. Be confirmed in your life in Jesus' name. The three things we're looking at. Number one, behold the heavenly Lamb of God. He came from heaven. It's not an earthly lamb. Every other lamb that has been sacrificed, whether in Egypt, on that day they came out of Egypt, or any other time on the altar of the children of Israel, it was an earthly lamb, born in the world, made in the world, sacrificed in the world. But this lamb came from heaven, and the Father spoke from heaven, this is my beloved Son. He came from heaven, in whom I am well pleased. Beholding the heavenly Lamb of God. Point number two, believing the healing Lord of all goodness is full of goodness. And it helps everyone. It heals everyone. It delivers everyone. There's no reason for him to be partial. Why? He came for the whole world. He came to heal. He came to save. He came to help the whole world. And so you believe the healing Lord of all goodness. Now, number three is beginning the honorable life of grace. Tonight, you are going to begin a new life. I said tonight, you are going to begin a new life. Honorable life of the grace of God. The grace of God made available through Christ. That grace is coming to you tonight. And you begin a good life, honorable life, a straightforward life, honest life, honorable life of grace. One, two, three, you begin. Number one, That's beholding the heavenly Lamb of God. Again, I'm going to read to you from John chapter 1, from verse 36. John. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, it says, behold the Lamb of God. Can I tell you something? That this sentence, behold the Lamb of God, that's the whole career of John the Baptist. Think about it, person. He was sent into the world. He was born and he lived for just one thing, to declare to the world, behold the Lamb of God. That statement must be so important that one person, the forerunner of Christ, had to be born into the world to say, to declare just one thing. And once he declared that, his ministry was fulfilled. He came to reveal and to tell you that this is the Lamb that will take your sins away, the Lamb that will give you forgiveness, the Lamb that will give you freedom, the Lamb that will make you to be reconciled unto God. And he has now done, he has effected his ministry as he tells you, behold the Lamb. And if you're going to respond to the ministry of such a man, what he said is very simple. Number one, he shows the Lamb to take away all our sin. Number two, it shows that he is of God, appointed by God. He is of God and the only one that God has affirmed that he is the one that has the power, authority to take away all your sin. And when he takes that sin away, it will no more be there because it is taken away. And he says, all you have to do is behold. That is, with the eyes of faith, with the mind of faith, with the heart of faith, you look on him and you see, there's no other way. There's no other plan. And there is no other means to have all my sins taken away from my heart, taken away from my habit, taken away from my lifestyle. I behold the Lamb of God. And look at that in verse 30. In verse 37, it says, and the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. When you hear, you must act on the message. When those disciples that had been with John, they heard, they didn't say, well, we're already disciples of John. Well, we're already in religion. They knew that this was the climax of the ministry of John. And he had declared, behold the Lamb. And those two, immediately, they responded like you are going to respond tonight. When you hear, look at the Lamb. Behold him. Believe him. Accept him, and he is the one that has the power, has the authority, and he has the approval of God in heaven, that he and he alone will take away your sin, take away the consequence of sin, all the punishment you should have borne. He takes that away. He takes away the corruption of sin. He cleanses you. He purges you. He takes away everything that you are not in possession of them anymore. The two disciples followed after Christ in verse 38. It says in verse 38, then Jesus turned and saw them following. You want him to see you tonight that, yes, Lord, I'm here. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have heard you are the Lamb. I have heard you are the Savior. I've heard you are the Redeemer. You look at your life, there is still sin there. There's still that habit, bad habit there. There is that sin that propels you and draws you and drives you to do evil. And you know that The sin will be recognized and punished by God. And there's only one way you can have forgiveness and freedom and salvation. And it's by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore you do as these two disciples of John, as they did, that you come and you say, Lord, I am following. And they will see you following tonight. I said, you will see you following tonight. And saith unto them, what seek ye? What are you looking for? You're looking for the salvation that comes from him, the Lamb of God. You're looking for the freedom, for the forgiveness that comes from him, the Lamb of God. You're looking for the power, the authority, and the strength, and the grace to live a different life, a saved life, and a life above all the levels of sinfulness you have been living before. What seek ye? If you have some, you know, you come here, if you're not seeking anything, I just came. Those who just came and they are not expecting to have or receive anything, what are they going to have when they just went to the market only to look around and to go back? But because you're seeking for something, you're looking for something, you're asking for something, you're desiring something in your heart, what seek ye? We seek forgiveness, we seek freedom, we seek salvation, we seek the taking away of our sin. If that's what you are seeking, you'll get it tonight. Yeah. I get it tonight. Yeah. And you will not go back home empty-hearted in Jesus' name. Hey, look at Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 22. Isaiah chapter 45, reading from verse 22. Look unto me. Look unto me. You've been looking this way and that way, and the Lord is saying, there's no victory there. There's no salvation there. You look to the hills as if that is your God. There's no salvation there. You look to the river as if that will bring deliverance to you. There's no salvation there. You look to rituals and ceremonies of religion, and the Lord is saying there's no salvation there. You look at the human effort, what I can do by myself, all the effort I can make. There's no salvation in the effort you make by yourself. You look at your determination, this thing, I will conquer it. You cannot conquer sin by human determination. You look at tradition. Here is the tradition our forefathers gave us, and our forefathers, by that tradition, they did not overcome sin or the consequence of sin or the punishment of sin. And what they have handed over to us, somebody handed over to them. Somebody else handed over that one to the other people, generation to generation. And we have been a generation all over the world of sinful people, helpless people, powerless people. That's why it says, all have sinned. What does that mean? All who got that same tradition you have got before you, and were passing that tradition on, those ceremonies on, those rituals on, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But as you have looked this way and that way, thinking you have salvation there, now you look in the right direction, and it says, look unto me and be ye saved. As you look to the Lord tonight, you'll be saved. He'll take all the sin away. He'll take all the guilt away. He'll take all the condemnation away. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Look at that. All the ends of the earth. All the ends of the earth. Anyone, anywhere, wherever you are, whatever you have done, the only way to have the salvation of the Lord is look to the Lamb that God himself has given. He said, for I am God and there is none else. Number one, you behold the heavenly Lamb of God, and thereby salvation will come, thereby forgiveness will come, thereby freedom will come, thereby the joy of salvation and the assurance that heaven now has recorded your name as a saved soul. All that will come because you behold the heavenly Lamb of God. Number two is believing the healing Lord of all goodness. Believing. When we believe, that faith will pass that healing virtue into your body. If you are blind, as you believe tonight, those blind eyes will open. If you are lame, as you believe him tonight, that same miracle will happen unto you. Believe the healing Lord of all goodness. Can I explain that to you? He is Lord. He is in charge. He controls everything. All those things that bother you, all those things that weaken you, all those things that make you paralyzed, impotent, incompetent, and you are just there and you cannot do anything by yourself. He is the Lord in charge, in control, and he will take all those sicknesses away from your life tonight. Say, I believe. Say that again. I believe. Look at Mark chapter 5, verse 36. Mark chapter 5, we're reading from verse 36. It says, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, it says to the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Somebody had come to call Jesus that he will heal the daughter, the only daughter he had. And as Christ was going with the man to go and heal the daughter, they brought information. They said, now the problem is beyond solution. Now the challenge you have with your daughter has come to a human final end. They were saying, there's nothing any man could do now. Everything has come to a final end. But you know, Christ is not any man. And Christ is not any lamb. And Christ is not any leader. It's unique. What other people cannot do, the Lord will do it in your life. What you might have given up as if this will not work because we've come to the final end, the Lord will penetrate into your life tonight. That thing people said, no man can do this, the one that is greater than all men is going to do it. He's going to affirm it. He's going to kill you. And it's going to destroy every work of the devil in your life tonight in Jesus' name. That's why the Lord said, remember, he is the healing Lord of all goodness. All goodness resides in him. The goodness that will help, the goodness that will heal, the goodness that will deliver, the goodness that will set you free, the goodness that will perform miracle in your life. Everything resides in him. That's why he says, be not afraid. Be not afraid that this sickness will take your life. It will not take your life. Be not afraid that this affliction will swallow you up. It will not swallow you up. Be not afraid that it kills so and so, it kills such and such. I'm the next one. What can I do now? God in Christ has done everything for you. And tonight, as you look up to the Lord, and you are not afraid that their sickness will continue, the power of the Lord and the healing virtue of the Lord will come into your life tonight. It will set you free. Where are you there? Set you free. Free from sickness. I'm free from affliction. I'm free from all those demons that are harassing your life. Tonight, be not afraid, only believe. And that faith will work in your life in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 10, I'm reading from verse 38. Acts chapter 10, and we're reading from verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. When the Father sent Christ, his only begotten Son, Jesus, into the world, he anointed him to do what he has sent him to do. He empowered him to do what the Heavenly Father wanted him to do. He equipped him with all the power of the Holy Ghost, and that power worked in his life. That's the reason why everywhere he went, the lame started walking. Everywhere he went, the blind saw. Everywhere he went, miracles took place. He demonstrated the majesty and the glory of the power of God beyond description. Why? Because the Father who sent him, who appointed him, also equipped him and empowered him. And today, that power is here. And it's by your side there. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And the Lord is by your side there. Where you see? I said, where is Jesus tonight? The healer, where is he tonight? The deliverer, where is he tonight? And we really mean that it will do the miraculous in your life. How God, the God of heaven, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one that cannot fail, and the one that has all power, the faithful God, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. That power was for your sake. That power was to heal you and to deliver you and to set you free. And the Father in heaven, faithful, he has anointed him with the Holy Ghost, and he went about doing good. Never does evil. Every evil thing that Satan has done, when Christ gets to you, he reverses that evil thing. He removes that evil thing, because he came not to do evil. He came to reverse. He came to remove all the evil things that evil powers have done in your life. Congratulations, you are here tonight. It will do good in your life. He went about doing good, healing all, no exception, all. Whatever the description of your sickness, healing all. And whatever place you come from, healing all. Because that's the universal goodness that he brought. No discrimination and no partiality. The man, the woman, the boy, the girl, the old, the young, he will heal you tonight. Because he is the same yesterday and today and forever, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Oppressed of the devil. God the Father never oppresses anyone. If there's any oppression there, it's coming from the devil. And Christ came so that He will destroy all the works of the devil in your body, in your mind, in your brain, in your heart, in your life. Christ will do the good thing tonight, and it will destroy the works of the devil. Because it says, because for God was with him. God was with him. And God works with him. And God operates with him. And God does marvelous, miraculous, majestic things with him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, as he goes about tonight doing good. I said doing good. I said doing good. Healing and delivering and setting free and breaking the yoke in your life and sending those demons, sending them packing out of your life in Jesus' name. As God was with him, he is still even now with God, and God is still with him. Number one is to behold the heavenly Lamb of God. Number two is to believe the healing Lord of all goodness. Now, when will that salvation begin in your life? When will that healing come into your life? And when will that miracle enter into your body, into your life? It is now. I come to number three now. Point number three, beginning the honorable life of grace. The honorable life of grace. Before we behold the Lamb, before we believe the Lord, we live dishonorable lives of disgrace, of shame, of degradation. But as we realize that all the effort we make, all the power we have, all the trying we're trying to do cannot take away that life dishonorable and disgraceful. And now we turn to the Lord. As you turn to the Lord, it will be the beginning of an honorable life of grace in your life. Grace is the gift of God that he gives to us without paying for it, without shedding tears for it, and without human effort for it. Once there is human effort, and you can say, I got this because I tried, it's no more grace, it's the reward of your effort. But when you come and you say, nothing in my hands I bring, simply to the cross I cling, then his blood cleanses you free of charge, without saying, I paid that, I did that, I tried that, I endeavored that. All you have is works. If that is what you are saying, that I paid for this. But when you come and there's nothing you have done, and you depend only on what Christ has done on the cross at Calvary, and you look to him and you understand, grace has accomplished this and is free of charge for me because Christ paid it all. At Calvary, Christ paid it all. With his death, Christ paid it all. With that final sacrifice, when he said, it is finished, Christ paid it all. And salvation becomes yours because of what Christ has done. Beginning the honorable life of grace. In Ephesians chapter 2, reading from verse 5. Ephesians chapter 2, Reading from verse 5, even when we were dead in sins, terrible, was so deep in sin, entrenched in sin. Sin was in our hearts, in our lives, in our habits, in our disposition, in our desires, dead in sin, buried in sin, was swimming in the ocean of sin, were drowning because of the sinful practices of our lives. If we're totally drowned, or have been totally dead, or have gone to the other side, and that is the darkness forever and ever, hellfire forever and ever. And at that time, we heard of the heavenly Lamb of God that takes away the sin of everyone. Well, we're dead in sin. He has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. By the free gift of God ye are saved. By the death of Christ on the cross of Calvary ye are saved. And by believing on the Lord that took away all your sins, by grace ye are saved. Look at verse 8 there. In verse 8 it says, for by grace, it's still reminding us that it is not your human effort, it is not your human self-righteousness, it is not by your sin, I married this, I've done this, I've done this, I've done that. Look at my record. My record shows that I have been trying my best every time. Your best cannot reach out and get salvation without repentance and faith in the Lord. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith. You believe on the Lord and then you are saved. You come, you say, Lord, this is what I depend on. And the only thing I depend on is what Christ, the heavenly Lamb of God, has done for me. And I come to receive that salvation on the basis of the perfect substitutionary atonement of Christ for me. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith. It says, and that not of yourselves, that not of your effort, that not of your human endeavor, that not of your human works, that not of I'm better than so and so, I'm higher than so and so, I have done this which others have not done. It says, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And the gift of God in salvation will come to you today. The gift of God in healing will come to you today. And the gift of God in deliverance will come to you today. And the Lord will do everything good, everything saving, everyone, everything healing, everything delivering. He'll do it in your life today in Jesus' name. Who can have this salvation of the Lord now that Christ has paid it? And he paid it all for all. He paid everything he ought to pay for everyone on the face of the earth in every generation. In Titus chapter 2, we're looking at verse 11. In Titus chapter 2 verse 11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation. You see that? The grace of God, the gift of God, the outcome of what Christ did on the cross of Calvary. That grace, that gift, that outcome of the sacrifice of Christ, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Has appeared to all men, has appeared to everyone, is appearing to you now. It's coming to you now. And as you say, I behold that, I can see that, Christ died for me. I see that in my mind's eye. I see that with faith in my heart. It will catch up on you there, and tonight you'll be saved. I said tonight you'll be saved, because that salvation, or grace bringing that salvation, has appeared to all men. Verse 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness, you see, because Christ has come to save me, I turn away from every form of sin, every form of ungodliness, every form of private evil sin, because that grace, when it comes, it makes us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, worldly desires. And if ungodliness now knocks at the door, we say, who is there knocking at the door, at my door? And the voice says, I'm your old habit. I'm the old ungodliness. I'm the old evil things we used to do together. Oh, you see, I've closed the door to that. I say no to that now. I deny that now. And no ungodliness or righteousness, evil habit will remain in your life in Jesus' name. It says that grace that bringeth salvation, appearing to all men, now teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. It's yours tonight. Say, it's mine tonight. It's yours tonight. The Lord will give you abundance of grace tonight. In Psalm 84, reading from verse 11. Psalm 84, we're looking at verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Think about that. The Lord God is a sun and a shield. As the sun shines from the sky, it shines upon everyone. And it's an illustration for us that the Lord, who gives us the sunshine as well as the clouds that shields us from the heat of the sun, the same way as he gives us, everyone without exception, the sun to dry what we need to dry up, and the shield, the clouds that covers us, overshadows us, everyone without exception. The same thing, the grace of God, the salvation of God, the healing of God is made available to everyone. And then it says, the Lord will give grace and glory. The Lord will give grace and glory. The grace of God will come to you tonight. The glory of God will shine forth in your life tonight in Jesus' name. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. No good thing. As you come to the Lord, he'll give you the grace and the power, the strength to now begin to walk uprightly. And from the beginning of that journey of faith, walking uprightly, no good thing will be withheld from you. Salvation is a good thing. It will not be withheld from you. Healing is a good thing. It will not be withheld from you. And deliverance is a good thing. Answers to prayer is a good thing. It will not be withheld from you. You'll have the goodness of the Lord in salvation tonight, in healing tonight, in deliverance tonight. And you'll have that goodness of the Lord in mighty miracles upon your life tonight in Jesus' name. Because the Lord God is a sun and he is a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. He will give not that he may give. He's always giving, and he's going to do that, and he's going to give you that grace and the glory that comes with the salvation tonight. It is mine. I said it is mine. It is yours in Jesus' name. Whosoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Whosoever will call on the name of the Lord will be forgiven. Whosoever will call on the name of the Lord will be set free. And tonight, as you call and you say, yes, Lord, I'm here, I believe, I behold, I believe, and now I begin the honorable life of grace as I take hold of what Christ has done for me. It will not fail in your life. It will come. The goodness of God, it will come. The salvation of the Lord, it will come. The freedom of the Lord, it will come. The forgiveness from the Lord, it will come. It will come upon your life tonight in Jesus' name. And understand, the moment you say, yes, I behold the Lamb, he died for me. Yes, I behold the Lamb, he gave his life for me. Yes, I behold the goodness of the Lord for me tonight. That very moment, the Lord will give you grace that will lead to glory. Are you there? Where are you? Are you receiving tonight the salvation of the Lord? Are you receiving tonight the forgiveness of the Lord? Are you receiving tonight? And the freedom that he has brought, are you receiving that tonight? I need an answer. The Lord will do it. I said the Lord will do it, because he says the Lord, the God of heaven, the one that never lied, the one that never deceives, the one that brings his grace into every life, the one that is not partial, the one that is blessing everyone without exception. Tonight, as you desire and as you decide for the Lord and say, yes, Lord, that's what I want. That's why I came. I want to have what you have provided. It's coming your way tonight. And then no good thing will be withheld from you, because the Lord himself will manifest his mercy upon your life tonight. Amen. Another amen. A good amen that will reach heaven. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. That grace of God is available to forgive your sin tonight. That grace of God is available to save your soul tonight. That grace of God is here, available for everyone that will call on the name of the Lord. That grace of God that is overflowing and will reach you at the point of need where you are, is available tonight. And if you want that grace and that salvation and that forgiveness and that freedom, and you want that reconciliation and connection with God tonight, wherever you are, just raise up your hand and say, it's not by my work, it's not by my trial, it's not by my self-righteousness, it is by the goodness of God and the grace of God made available for me at Calvary through Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, raise up that hand and say, yes, Lord, I'm here. Let him recognize you there. Yes, Lord, I am here. I want that forgiveness. I want him to take away my sin. I want him to take away all the condemnation, all the guilt in my heart. I want him to take away the consequence of sin and the eternal punishment of sin for sin in my life. I want that now, and the Lord will do it. Where are you? Raise up that hand. If you're raising up your hand, please stand up wherever you are. You stand up and you're saying, yes, it's for me. He died for me. Yes, it's for me. He made a sacrifice for me. I behold him now, the Lamb of God. I behold him now, the one that came to replace me, to suffer for me, and to make atonement for my sin. I behold him now, my substitute and my savior. Wherever you are, raise up that hand. God bless you there. See you there and stand up and say, yes, I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I've decided to receive the grace from Christ. No turning back. No turning back. I've decided to have the forgiveness, the freedom, the salvation of the Lord. No turning back. No turning back. I behold him. I visualize him. He died for me on the cross. I believe him without any shadow of doubt that he has been given for my salvation. Yes, Lord, I believe. And I believe that the grace of God is coming into my life now to begin the honorable life of grace. Stand up wherever you are. If that is your decision tonight, I behold, I believe, I begin the life of grace. I'm praying with you now. Close your eyes and in your mind, in your heart, say, Lord, I turn away from my evil habit of sinfulness and I turn unto you. And I want what Christ did on the cross of Calvary, taking away my sin. I want that at this time of faith, at this time of believing, at this time of relying on you. I want that to be transferred to my account. He did it for me. I believe it. I pray, Lord, it be transferred to my account. I'm praying for you now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. And we thank you for the free pardon and for the free salvation that we don't have to pay for, because Christ paid it all, and he paid it all for everyone. And I pray that your grace and your mercy, your compassion, your love will be manifested for everyone now in Jesus' name. Let forgiveness come for everyone turning away from their sins and believing on you right now. Let freedom come. Let salvation come. Let the joy of salvation flood every heart believing on the Lord right now in Jesus' name. According to your promise, write their names in the book of life in heaven. And I pray, Lord, it be done right now. With the joy of salvation and the victory, the peace of salvation coming into every heart now. Confirm it in every life. Confirm it in every heart. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for what he has done. He said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And that's what you've done. And he cannot fail. That salvation is yours right there now. Our counselors are there, and our counselors will interact with you and get the details concerning you, so that we'll continue at the time of follow-up to be of further help unto you. We've not finished. I'm still coming back to pray for you, and healing, miracle, deliverance will come to you tonight in Jesus' name.
I congratulate you because you have given your life to Christ. You have beheld, you have believed, and now you are beginning a new journey. Anywhere you are there, don't sit down yet. Our counselors beside you there, you will be given a slip. Take that slip, fill it properly. Put down your name, every information that is asked. Put down your address, your email address, your phone number. Give everything to be, so that we can be able to help you to continue in this great journey that you are beginning. I pray you will never go back after today in the name of Jesus. I can hear your amen. And if you are online and you have just given your life to Christ today after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link below where you are there on that screen. You see gckheadquarters.org/connect below your player. Click it and fill the form so we can assist you to continue in the race with Christ. Also, if you are listening on radio, on television, and you just gave your life to Christ, no problem. Send your name, send your phone number, send your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to +234 915 444 9263. Again, +234 915 444 9263. Don't forget to give that information so that we can continue to help you. Your spiritual growth is our welfare. Also, there will be a special meeting. As I said earlier, lunch hour with Jesus for all those who gave their life to Christ in this crusade yesterday and today. That is, it will come up tomorrow, Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Triumph Hall. That's the hall beside, very close to this location here. That's the venue. Make sure you are there tomorrow, 3 p.m. There are gifts that have been packaged for you. Don't miss it. Also, there will be Converse Rally and Believers Banquet to all those who have given their life to Christ and those who will still give their life to Christ during this message on Sunday, 4th February, 2024, in all our church locations globally. More details about this will be sent to you. Our pastor will be delighted to see you join this special banquet. Thanks to all that have listened. Also, for this Alpha location here, there will be Believers location on that same 4th of February, 2024, in this Triumph Hall over there on our left-hand side. There is a hall there we call Triumph Hall at exactly 3 p.m. Very soon, the internationally acclaimed evangelist is coming back. He will pray for you. Your sins have been forgiven. Your sicknesses will also go tonight. Your sorrows will go tonight. Your setbacks will go tonight. You are not. Let's rise up everywhere we are. Rise up, and begin to pray to the Lord and tell God, tonight I am expecting. Do a special thing in my life tonight. Do a special thing in my life tonight. The pastor is coming back now. He will pray miracle prayer. If you are expectant, ask. Tell God to do it for you now. Ask.
Praise the Lord. Where are you? I said, praise the Lord. Your time has come. Your miracle has arrived. I believe the Lord will confirm that faith in Jesus' name. Remember, he heals, he sets free, he delivers, he manifests power for everyone. And Christ has paid for your healing, for your deliverance, and for your miracle. And that miracle is yours right now. You raise up your hand if you have any health challenge, any sickness, any disease, here on the grounds, over there on the television, over there on the radio, over there online, anywhere you are, any congregation you are, that mighty power of God is coming to you now. It's no need for other people. He'll do it for you. Blind eyes will open. The lame will rise up and walk. That swelling will vanish away. And that so-called incurable disease, the Lord is touching you now with his miracle power, and he'll heal that incurable disease in Jesus' name. Calvary will not fail in your life. The sacrifice of Christ will not fail in your life. What he has done and what he has reserved for you, nothing will block it away from you in Jesus' name. Lay your hand where you have the challenge. Raise up the other hand. And know in your heart, at the end of the prayer, or the final amen, heaven will confirm the miracle. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we call upon you now. You will not deny the faith of the people that are waiting to receive their miracle now. Lord, I pray, everyone expecting their healing, expecting their miracle, expecting their deliverance, Lord, grant unto them now in Jesus' name. Manifest your power from the top of the head to the tip of the toe. Any part of the body having any sickness, any ailment, any affliction, any infirmity, touch and heal them now in Jesus' name. Cancer, I command, be healed in Jesus' name. Any incurable disease, I command you now, be healed in Jesus' name. Any wound, internal wound or blood issue, I pray, Lord, everything will receive a definite touch of miracle now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that long-standing illnesses and long-standing diseases will receive the miracle and the healing and the recovery right now in Jesus' name. That demonic power there, demonic affliction there, tormenting life, harassing life, Lord, I pray that demon will come out now in Jesus' name. I'm asking, Lord, that the people that have blind eyes, touch their eyes right now. That blindness, I command you, be healed in Jesus' name. Deaf ears, be healed in Jesus' name. Dumb tongues, speak out in Jesus' name. General weakness of the body, I pray that the pain and the weakness, everything that is tormenting their lives, manifest your power now. Take it away in Jesus' name. here at the Alpha location, right, left, center, at the back, beyond the fence, Lord. Miracle, power, performance, now in Jesus' name. Online, everywhere. All the congregation where people are looking up to you now and they're touching you by faith, heal them in Jesus' name. Miracles everywhere. Deliverances everywhere. Healing everywhere. Freedom everywhere. Lord, I believe. They believe. We all believe. Perform your wonders in every life now. Thank you, Lord. We know you've done it. We have it in our possession. We'll see it in the testimonies that we give. Confirm that miracle power in every life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You have got your miracle. You check up on yourself now and you do what you couldn't do before. That miracle power, that healing, that deliverance is right there. Check up. You have a testimony.